Was this a steel thing or an iron thing or?
Well, yeah, they would be, it'd have to be a metal there to hold the logs up to where there'd be air under them, you know, to where they would burn.
What did you call the thing on top of the fireplace? Where you'd put pictures or?
Well, I suppose that'd be the mantle, wouldn't it?
And when you started your fire, did you use anything special to start it in your cook stove?
Oh yeah, we used to have a little paper cobs or kiln or something like that. Mm-hmm. Use a little coal oil.
Touch her off.
Yeah.
Gee, that stuff used to smell, didn't
yeah.
it? Well, it still does, of course.
That's pretty dangerous too if there's some live coals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm certainly pleased that those days are over.
That's right.
These people that had the fireplace, did they ever put in a big piece of wood back there?
Well, yeah, those fireplaces would take a pretty good chunk of wood. Where our stoves, or just heated stoves, wouldn't. They wouldn't take too large a piece, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there just wasn't too many of the fireplaces.
I was just wondering if they call that piece of wood that they put way at the back anything special, or that was...
I couldn't answer that.
How about your stove pipe? Did that ever get dirty?
Yeah, they would, the soot would collect in the stove pipe and up in the chimney, and down then it could get a fire, and you just see fire fly everywhere. And sometimes they would wear out, you know, they just rust out.
Fellow once told me that his dad used to get up on the roof once a year. He had an old Indian hammer made out of a rock, and he had a rope on the end, and he just chugged that thing up and down in the chimney, clean her out.
Yeah, it collects that in there, all right. And for some cause or other, that stuff would get a fire. I don't know why, but every once in a while they'd get a fire and have fire set. A set fire, really.
Did you do anything when you cleaned the stove? Did you use the stuff you took out for anything? When you cleaned the firebox?
Well, no, we didn't. But you could make lye out of those wood ashes.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't.
Did you use the lye for anything?
Well, it could be used in soap, making soap or things like that.
They ever put that on corn or?
Well, it's possible they could have on corn to make hominy, you know, they used to make homemade hominy that way, and they needed lye to loosen the covering on the grain.
Fellow told me once that his mother used to make that. He liked it very much, but he said he couldn't stand the smell of it when it was loosening the whatever it is on the.
We had a neighbor lady that made some up for us. We had the corn, and she knew how. And she took it and made it, and we divided it.
Hmm. Well, I think that's fair enough.
It was for us. That's right.
You mentioned the house. Before you put bedrooms up there, did you have anything?
No. We've just never finished the upper mm-hmm. part of the house completely, but it could be made into bedrooms. I'll show it to you if you did.
Mm-hmm. How do you get up there?
I'll show you. You'd like to see to shut it off.
I can work, but I sometimes wonder if I don't do it all the hard way.
That's me. I do everything practically the hard way.
You know, I thought I'd better check this. I have one that had something on it.
Mm-hmm. It's all right?
Yeah, it's fine. Well, let's see. What furniture did you have in your first house?
Well, I tell you, not much. I don't know. Let's see. We had a kerosene stove.